Hello, this is the audio recording for an article I published in January 2024 titled Possessed by Trauma, Healing a Negative Complex. I wanted to record an audio version of this article for those of you who maybe engage better through Audible learning, perhaps you like both, and in that case you can read along or read this and then listen to the audio version or vice versa. So I hope this is helpful, and I hope you enjoy reflecting on healing negative complexes. Psychological complex explained. Psychological complexes are clusters of past experiences that provide structure to our understanding and experience of reality. Complexes enable us to navigate our world by grouping similar experiences together into patterns. Negative complexes, specifically, are often rooted in trauma and can hold incredible power over how we order our lives and respond to others. When we are quote-unquote triggered, our inner library of past experiences activates, or we could say constellates, and prepares us to respond as though we are experiencing the trauma again. We can be assured a negative complex has been triggered any time our reaction to a situation is disproportionate to the situation at hand. You can read Jung's Map of the Soul by Murray Stein if you want to explore this concept of complexes more thoroughly. Basically, a negative complex functions psychologically to defend you from harm. Okay. Unfortunately, it will also defend you from life, joy, growth, and being generally open to new experiences. Possessed by division. The story of the demoniac, which if you want to familiarize yourself with the story again, you can look in the Gospel of Luke, I think in a few other Gospels as well. This story is an image of a negative complex. So the word demon is the word daimon, which literally means divider or divided part, we could say, and comes from the root da, meaning to divide. We can think of a negative complex as a divided or split off part. The name Legion, which is what the demon says his name is, implies a military regiment. So the demon-possessed man in this story is literally possessed by a militarized group of divisions. I cannot think of a more fitting image for what a negative complex looks like. The more unaware we are of a negative complex, the more control it has over our lives, and the more energy it requires to keep in check. Such a complex could be said to live on the outskirts of the quote-unquote city, among the tombs, bound by chains and constantly threatening to escape. It puts our conscious self, a complex puts our conscious self, represented in this story by the city of Jericho, in a constant and chronic state of fear, unease, and reactivity. Befriending a complex. We must learn to engage and relate to our complexes. In the story, Christ, who is a symbol of the self, or we could think a symbol of wholeness, approaches the divided individual with a question. What is your name? The first step in relating to a complex is knowing its name. Naming the complex allows you to interact and imaginatively dialogue with it. Second, identifying the stories, emotions, and memories related to the complex. Who are the people and narratives from your past that come to mind? The demon responds to Jesus saying he is, quote, legion, for we are many, end quote. Complexes are complex. They are like a ball of hair or like a spider's web. They rarely have a single origin. Befriending a complex is less like befriending an individual and more like befriending an entire community with all its systems, politics, streets, and backroads. This takes time, and there are many layers and levels of understanding. Third, where in your body do you carry this complex? An activated complex will have direct impacts on your body through either heightened pain, sensation, or numbness. Our work here is to check in with your body when a complex constellates. Locate the emotion, ask it questions, and invite it to speak. Triaging a complex. When you feel possessed by a complex, don't cast it away and try to keep it from hurting others. If you've grown up in evangelical Christianity, you likely are well practiced at pushing a complex away because the emotions and thoughts feel so transgressive. Try to avoid the knee-jerk response of pushing the complex away. The best advice for dealing with a complex comes from Jungian psychoanalyst Joseph Lee in the podcast This Jungian Life. When finding yourself possessed by a complex, Joseph says, quote, shut your mouth and sit on your hands, end quote. If we take action while a complex is constellated, we will likely do more harm than good. Responding while, quote, possessed can actually embed the complex deeper under a thick layer of shame. Instead, sit on your hands by checking in with a trusted friend, therapist, or moving toward different energy by exercise or beating the shit out of a pillow. I'll say the latter is really good if the complex constitutes or constellates rage. Once the heightened emotional response subsides, then you can begin moving towards action. Complexes drain energy. Negative complexes soak up energy, especially when they live among the tombs and shadows of our inner world. The more we fight a complex, the more it fights us. The more we push it to the outskirts of consciousness or approach it as a sort of unclean spirit, the more energy it consumes in our lives. Complexes, by definition, are unconscious, but we can grow in awareness of them. However, the more unaware we are of negative complexes, the more energy we spend keeping them in the dark. Energy that could be available for intimate relationships, creative output, and life enjoyment is siphoned off in service of defending and asserting control over a negative complex. We can end up living in reaction to our complexes rather than allowing our soul to animate us. Healing a negative complex. Our story ends with the formerly possessed individual sitting, dressed, and in their right mind. Do you long for this experience? Do you wish you could live from a place of wholeness rather than a perpetual reaction to a negative complex? Perhaps you hope for the divine to pass by and cast out this quote-unquote division or demon. But projections, scapegoating, even exorcisms only soothe for a moment. Eventually, the divisions come back. The way forward is relationship and integration. All complexes exist for a very good reason, and negative complexes protected and shielded us from further harm at one point. Unfortunately, they also keep us from life. The good news is we don't have to live divided. Our divisions can mend and our tangled inner parts can find rest and clarity. The energy negative complexes drain can become available again. Yet we need spaces to encounter and relate to these hidden parts, and we can't do it alone. If you would like to engage further, I do offer one-on-one shadow work. If you want to explore the concept of negative complexes or anything else, you can reach out to me. My email is in the actual text of the article. It's just innerworkcommunity@gmail.com. I also have two courses coming up. One is a 2-hour workshop and the other is a 4-week course, all centered around companioning and engaging and integrating our shadow. So if you'd like to read more information about that and register, you can find the links to those courses in the article itself. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.